This is the Ethanol Report. I'm speaking with Renewable Fuels Association Vice President of Research and Analysis, Jeff Cooper, and we're talking about something that pretty much everyone is talking about these days, and that is high gas prices. Now, Jeff, at this point, what are we looking at as far as retail gas prices are concerned?
You know, typically January and February are the months when consumers spend the least on gasoline of the year. We typically don't see high gas prices until April and May, you know, leading up to the summer driving season. But this year what we've seen is high gas prices right out of the gate, and they've just been increasing. Last week, EIA said the average national gas price for regular grade gasoline was $3.79 a gallon. And that's the highest it's been since last May, kind of at the peak of the summer driving season.
And so when they're this high now, we can expect them to be higher during the normal time of the year when they get high, and that is a Memorial Day time, right?
Well, that is the fear. As I said, gas prices typically ramp up in April and May ahead of Memorial Day weekend and kind of the traditional start to the summer driving season. So there's a lot of analysts and a lot of consumers that are worried that today's high gas prices are just going to be higher in the coming months. And some folks have gone as far as to predict that we may be seeing $5 gasoline by Memorial Day in some parts of the country.
Well, there's a lot of blame going around on who is to blame for the higher gas prices, but ethanol may be taking some of the pain out of the pump. But what is the role of ethanol as far as the gas price is concerned?
It seems crazy that gas prices could be even higher than they are right now, but that would in fact be the case if we weren't blending, you know, 14 billion gallons of ethanol into our gasoline supply. Today, ethanol is about 10% of the nation's gasoline supply, and it's really the only source available, the only energy source available on the market today that can meaningfully keep gas prices down. Ethanol reduces gasoline prices by about as much as 90 cents a gallon, according to a recent study from Iowa State University.
So what ways does ethanol help to reduce gas prices then?
You can look strictly at the price differential between gasoline and ethanol. And right now, ethanol is selling for about a dollar a gallon less than gasoline. So for a typical E10 blend, a 10% ethanol blend, you're talking about that gallon being 10 cents less expensive than a gallon of gasoline that doesn't contain ethanol. If and when we move to E15, that savings would be even larger. And that's just straight blend economics, and that's pretty straightforward and simple to calculate. But the larger effect that ethanol has on gas prices is simply by virtue of extending the gasoline supply. By using more ethanol, you know, we use less oil. We have less demand for oil, and that exerts downward pressure on oil prices and gasoline prices by extension. You know, when you think about the fact that 10 years ago, ethanol was about 1% of the gasoline supply, and here we are today at 10% and growing, that means we're using far less crude oil than we were 10 years ago, and that has a very large effect on gas prices in the aggregate.
And what about the use of ethanol and gasoline as an octane source?
That's another way that ethanol's value tends to be overlooked. You know, ethanol has an octane rating of about 113. So when you think about pulling into the gas station and you see, you know, regular unleaded gasoline at 87 octane, you know, ethanol's at 113, and so refiners use ethanol to upgrade sources of gasoline that have octane levels that are so low that they couldn't sell them otherwise. So by blending high octane ethanol with sub-octane gasoline, refiners are able to keep their cost of producing gasoline down, and they're able to get those octane levels up to where they need to be able to sell the gasoline. Ethanol is far and away the least expensive source of octane on the market today, and if it wasn't available, refiners would be using very expensive octane sources that often have very detrimental health effects and are toxic in nature.
So what is the bottom line here?
Well, you know, I think, you know, as you mentioned, there's been a lot of discussion about gas prices. This is an election year. It's a very hot issue. There's hearings this week in Washington, D.C. on the issue. The president's been mentioning gas prices in all his speeches lately. So it is a very politically sensitive issue, and it's not always easy to cut through the rhetoric and understand what factors are really driving gasoline prices. However, I think there's no dispute, there's no disagreement that ethanol is, in fact, one of the best tools, and in fact, probably the only tool we have available broadly today to help keep gas prices in check and keep these high gas prices lower than they would be otherwise.
Now, you've done a whole issue brief on this topic. If people want to find out more and more detail, where can they go to find that?
We have just a two-page brief available on our website. That's ethanolrfa.org. And I would also encourage people to read the study conducted by Professors Hayes and Dew last year that analyzes the impact of ethanol on gasoline prices. It's just a fantastic study that really speaks to the substantial effect that increased ethanol blending has had on gas prices over the last decade.
And that's from the Center for Agriculture and Rural Development, the CARD Center, and the economists from ISU and the University of Wisconsin, correct?
That's correct. And again, you know, their study found that in 2010 alone, ethanol reduced gasoline prices at the wholesale level by 89 cents a gallon. And, you know, over the course of the first decade of this century, from, you know, 2000 to 2010, the average savings due to ethanol was 25 cents a gallon. So we're talking about an average savings of about $35 billion annually on gasoline purchases when you look at, you know, the fact that this country uses 135 or 140 billion gallons of gas every year.
And that study can probably be found on the CARD website. That's card.iastate.edu. And that is the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.